The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Buddy.
This is Sam Gagner, and you're listening to the Real Life Podcast.
Gagner, oh, what a move! What a win for the Oilers!
I'm scared if you watch the documentary of Putin, he'll like hypnotize you by the end of it, and you'll be like, you know what? He's speaking a lot of truths. And then you report to Moscow as like a fifth column agent because he hypnotized you with his eyes.
If you're ever interested in what we're talking about before we start recording, there's a good little synopsis.
I think everybody agrees.
Yeah, probably. All right, welcome into the Real Life Podcast. We are 10 days away from the next nation vacation brought to you by Alberta Blue Cross. There's only one thing better than sharing memories, and that's making new ones. Alberta Blue Cross travel insurance protects your memories and more. Wherever your travel takes you, visit ab.bluecross.ca/travel for more information. Can I tell you guys a funny travel related thing that happened to me?
Sure.
So yesterday I'm going to ride my exercise bike. New thing I'm doing in 2024.
You call that traveling?
No, but I like to have my iPad and watch a show while I do it.
Uh-huh. Still
walking around my house. Where the hell's my iPad? Can't find my iPad. Then, you know, when you have that realization of where you left something, it just, I never took it out of the seat pocket in front of me on the plane.
No. Oh, I did that with my laptop once.
Oh. So I go on my Apple Find My Devices thing. Sure as shit, there it is, sitting in the terminal at WestJet.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So I went through their thing and I was like, you know, describe your device or describe your lost item. iPad. What's the screensaver? Generic iPad one that came with the iPad.
So you gotta, like, give them the code, open up bricks and balls, give them the high score, confirmed.
And they would immediately think, oh, this is Tyler Yaremchuk's iPad. So I go through it last night when I realized about 5 o'clock. Already this morning, they messaged me back. We're like, we found it. We got it. I also sent them a screenshot of my Find My Device thing, being like, I know where it is. And they said they can hold it for 2 weeks. I lost it on Sunday. We're going back to the airport next Sunday. I'm not even going to go get it. I'm just going to go scoop it up on Sunday when we go on the nation vacation.
Remember, Sunday to Sunday is 15 days.
That's more than 2 weeks.
So is it worth the risk?
Probably not.
Maybe call them and say, can I get 15 days? Because that's what you need.
Or just go out there.
I think I might risk
it. It's an hour.
Why don't you call them?
Why don't you just go there?
No, fucking risk it. I don't care.
I'm 26 years old. Don't like to in talking to people, the interaction, you know.
Do you want me to call for you?
To people for a living?
Yeah, no.
I'll call for you. I'll pretend to be Tyler Yaremchuk.
I do think Amber's dad is flying back at some point in the next couple of days, so maybe I can just get him to grab it for me. Nice. That might be the smart play.
Haven't you done enough to him already? What with the toilet and then stealing his daughter?
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't burn a favor on this one. Yeah.
Use up one of your wishes.
Get it back. My iPad's like broken. It's like screens all.
Go take the missus out for a night in Leduc.
Yeah, actually, Amber did pitch that idea. She's like, why don't we go to the horse track this weekend? And I was like, tempting.
See?
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah. Been on the ponies? Come on.
Been on the ponies? Really get after it.
It'll get you set for the next time we go to Vegas for the plastic ponies.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was so good. Sorry. I was just kind of sighing of like, oh man, I've been nice to be in Vegas this week, but...
I'm thinking about my sweet tax money that's going to be coming back to me at some point.
I got a press on that. That's 400 US. We got to split up coming our way, right? Mm-hmm. Could use that in time for Arizona.
Yeah.
Would love it.
I'm excited to do that Tiger Woods putting golf thing.
So Pop Stroke, we initially thought it was only in Glendale. There is one in Scottsdale now.
Hello.
So there's a little rumor going around that we might try to book in.
Oh, it ain't a rumor. We're going. That looks way too
Should
much
we
fun.
Book in like soonish?
So there's, I went on the site. There's no reservations. We can do a, it's all day golf for $40.
Yeah, let's do it.
But if you do a group as an event, in the package, it's 2 hours of golf.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want that limitation.
You think you're going to want to play more than 2 hours of consecutive mini golf?
Buddy, there's 36 holes.
Okay.
We can bet and we can drink.
What this else
sounds like an 8 hour shift.
Ryder Cup style.
This.
Like, and I think this thing stays open all night. I think there's like floodlights.
This
and
will
you're
be
good
our waste management open.
This is our waste management open.
Fuck. I'm so fired up now.
Like I could, there is an RIP this course. I don't know if you guys here in this room ever played it or anyone in the audience, there was a real grass, like long mini golf course in Kelowna on the West Bank side.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
Oh man, we had so much fun. We had so much fun. We'd take G2s, fill them with vodka, call them G3s.
Of course.
And we'd play like 72 holes.
The way the Lord intended it.
It's unreasonable not to.
And had an absolute blast. Blast.
Yeah, I have a buddy who went to Pop Stroke and he said it was unbelievable. He went to the one in Scottsdale. I said it was so much fun.
Done. Pop Stroke, day one, let's go.
All right, we're in.
Also the title of the Drake video. Back to you.
Well, so I have some prep written down. I have 5 bullet points for us to hit on.
Drake's dad.
Keep it 100, which lines up with the fact Chalmers just texted us and said, fuck, sorry, boys.
Also, he forgot it was Thursday.
Ah, well, he was texting us about your second point at 3:35 in the morning today.
Next one, Chalmers at the dentist. We now will not be able to get into that.
Yeah.
Third point. If you have kids, maybe cover their ears. Drake's penis.
Mm. Mm. Tyler.
Gross.
Big pisser.
Literally.
Tyler.
We're not doing that.
When do we directly talk about it like that?
I've never seen a jet with a helicopter blade on it.
The memes were outstanding.
The memes are so fucking funny. There's this one guy on TikTok, big white dude. And he goes, hey guys, just want to address, make a video about this Drake thing. I know a lot of people are tagging me in it. They think it's me. He goes, at first glance, I thought it was me too. He goes, but then I saw the face and the haircut and I knew it wasn't. It was good.
Some guys just have it all, you know?
How do you know it's on his jet?
Because I went and did a deep dive and they looked at the back, like the headboard in the bedroom. And
yeah, and it had like the round.
Yeah. Tyler, do you think I'm going to get tricked by the internet at face value? I have to do a deep dive. And I came up from air and I declared that Drake's dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was interesting. I don't
know. Really like on a victory lap of society at this point. Hey, like he's what in the air in his 787 jet.
And like, yeah, I think for a lot of celebrities, that might be like a damaging moment for them. Nothing could damage Drake at
really?
This point.
Really? When have you heard celebrity ruined by massive dick?
That's what I mean though, right? Like
again, the children are listening.
Sorry.
Apologies.
If you're on your way to school,
they don't call him listen. Horse because he runs fast.
Yeah. Oh, it's your parents' fault for letting you listen.
Yep.
That actually kind of true.
Poor parents.
Is this sooner or later we're gonna hit the end of Drake? Right? Like sooner or later.
8-9 inches from now.
PM.
How does Drake isn't gonna end by getting canceled? I think Drake is gonna be like on the Jay-Z plane where it's just like
Yeah.
By the way, Jay-Z's speech at the Grammys was hilarious. Did you see it?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or he's just like, some of you guys are going to get, I'm paraphrasing. Some of you guys are going to get shafted on the awards tonight. Some of you are going to win. Some of you don't even belong in the category you're in.
Ah,
I loved it. Who's going to argue with Jay-Z? Nobody. Did he really called out the Academy for, or whatever it is. For
yeah. Like Beyonce. Mistreating Beyonce. She has like 88 Grammys in her career. Like, I don't know. Jay.
Never album of the year though. Never album of the year.
I watched that speech and I was like, what did he do that he's making up for right now? He's just on a real tirade to apologize to Beyonce.
Still working on that thing from the elevator.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, yep. I don't know if Drake will ever just fizzle away. I think he'll start doing maybe like some movies and stuff like
that. Acting.
I think he'll always be in the limelight in some
but like
way.
444 is like, what's there left for Jay-Z to talk about? Because he's just
too rich.
And I think Drake is getting like, how relatable are you? 50 Cent once said that rappers get rich and then they move behind the country club gates and they put out country club rap that no one can identify with.
Yeah.
Drake lying on his bed on his jet, whipping her around in a 360. That might be a lot of kids being like, you know what? I can't relate to the Hotline Bling guy anymore. I don't have that missile and I don't have that plane.
Yeah.
It's hard to rap about the come up when you're Drake at this
point. On top.
Yeah.
Very, very top.
Yeah. Well, so that'll burn through one of the talking points from today. Do we want to do Oilers winning streak comes to an end, or do we want to do update on Parking Gate, which
is both. Of historical note and one's about the Oilers.
Mm-hmm. So this is, it's a quick update, but I came home from work the other day, saw that the one neighbor across the street, we'll dub him Angry Neighbor, doesn't like the parking situation. He's shoveling. And I'm like, boy, why is he shoveling his driveway lengthwise, not like widthwise, like you'd think you would, but whatever. Come home again the next day and the guy in the van is parked back in front of the other guy's house. We're back to square one, right? The van's in front of the house. But then I look, Buddy was shoveling his driveway and has created a snowbank so that the dude can't pull his van in front of his own house the way he comes in. Oh, he would have to like parallel park and go in reverse.
Wow.
Because he has piled up the snow on the street, which is also very much against bylaw. I'm debating making an anonymous call to bylaw, but I don't know if I want to be a snitch and involve myself in this situation.
Do you want to mastermind this situation?
Kind of.
Who do you want to win the fight?
Neither of them. I really don't care at this point.
Who do you want to get in trouble?
Honestly, I kind of want to see the feud continue. It's something to look forward to in chaos. Life.
Let's say you want the angry guy to get in trouble.
Okay.
Light the other guy's car on fire because they're going to blame the angry guy. Yep.
I'd get away.
They're not going to blame you.
No.
They're going to blame the guy he's feuding with. And if you want to get the angry guy in trouble, you don't light his car on fire. You light the other guy's car on fire. So he takes the rap. He would have such a hard time telling officers who have file complaints of having made officer calls that it wasn't him.
And then they'd be like, hold up, this podcast. And then this would come up and I'd get in trouble.
You think that they would include this podcast in their investigation?
Probably not.
I'd like to snitch on my neighbor's officers while you're listening. I don't like them at all. And I think that, are they human trafficking? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I am witness to it all. I'm here if you need me for the investigation.
When they're not doing that, they're smuggling pandas. Yeah.
They have liters of whale blood in a huge tank under their house and they sell illegal whale blood.
Behind the whole chemtrails thing as well. It's a whole scene.
But yeah, that's the update on Parking Gate is now neighbors are making snowbanks in the middle of the road to prevent people from parking in front of their own house. Hmm. It's something, man. I don't think this is ever going to end.
Does this photo show the snowbank? You sent a photo. I'm like, okay.
It lacked context for me.
I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, you're right.
This is a act of war.
Let me pull it up.
Snowbank.
I kind of took it very awkwardly.
Didn't tell the story.
The back of the truck's kind of in the way of it.
I thought we had beef with some kind of the white vehicle in the picture. I wasn't sure what was going for.
You can see it in this one.
That's his neighbor putting that snow in front of his house. Oh my God.
Oh, that's so. Drive through it. That's what I would have done if I was in with that.
But like his van, I don't know.
You have such a great opportunity though to like frame one of them for a crime because the police would just go to the other one.
The opportunity is there. Whether or not you seize the day, Tyler, really.
I know it maybe doesn't look like in voted. That's a significant amount of snow to just like plow through with a work van. I don't know.
Who was the old neighbor that was there before? Did they have like old man truce against each other?
Predated me. The house was for sale when I bought.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know, man. It was weird. It's a weird time on my street. I don't think it's going away anywhere, but that's your update
on
parking.
What home ownership is, Tyler.
Yeah.
It's being just thrust into cohabitation with a bunch of strangers.
Yep. Actually, you know what might be good is if I went out in the middle of the night, and I mean, I'm not going to light anyone's car on fire, but if I went, oh, Jay saw the Mentos that I brought in today for the show.
Yeah. You always have candy on you.
But what if I were to go like 1 a.m. and take that snow pound, throw it back on the dude's driveway? Yeah, he would definitely think it's the guy next to him doing it.
Yeah, you should move the snow.
Then light his car on fire.
Or like go and like sneakily put it like
every
right
night, move it.
Just
put it like right in front of his front door.
Just drain it a little bit, just a little bit out of time. No one will be the wiser.
No, brute force it.
Just put it
Here's what you do. You sit in your living room, you get like a lawn chair, you're ready to enjoy yourself, you get a drone. And whenever that guy leaves his house, you got a drone right by him, just hovering and filming. He's gonna be like, it's the neighbor. And little does he realize, it's your M-Check Industries.
That would also be good.
A good droning.
Maybe that is the next chapter. Maybe I just really insert myself in this whole thing.
I think you should mastermind. You should
park on that side of the street.
Fuck, that'd be funny. Nation truck.
Just leave your driveway empty. Makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Amber.
You got to find a way to get them arguing outside so you can hear it and live tweet it. One time my neighbors were arguing so loudly that I started live tweeting the fight and trended Canada wide for like 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah. I think I remember that. What were they fighting about?
Who knows?
You know who I respect more and more and more and more and more with every passing year is that guy who is determined to keep all the flags on his lawn over by
Strathern.
Yeah. Cause I know how much trouble that guy has gotten into. And I know the lengths that the neighborhood has gone to shut that guy up. And I was like, that guy's crazy. But now I'm starting to wonder if he isn't a hero. Because I mean, the other day I drove by, there was all these Israel flags and Oilers flags underneath it. Like, he's committed to being the guy he is.
This guy just has hundreds of flags on his own. No.
Drive up 98th Ave. And when you get to the traffic circle, look to your right.
You'll see it.
Right. Like right back. And you'll see Flag House.
He'll run 50 flags on his lawn with signs explaining like the new one world government and shit.
Hell yeah.
But he's been doing this for 15 years.
No.
Like, honest to God, 15 years.
And do they like fine him? Is that like a bylaw?
People have gone to the mayor. People have gone to the Coast Guard. People have done everything they can do. I can't imagine how many bylaw officers have been to that guy's house. But he'll remove all the flags and mow the lawn. He'll shovel the snow and he'll like rotate them. He's got some loophole where they're only up 23.
It's his job.
It is his job.
It's his job.
So then one day,
Show the diversity of our country.
But man, like it's crazy, like one world government, schizophrenic shit. I'm at Capilano doing my biz, you know, Capilano Wanye. Mm-hmm. I see this car just encircled with flags. This guy's got 20 flags on his car.
Did you follow him home?
I'm like, I wonder. Follow him. Oh, yeah. That flag guy's living that flag car life, too.
It's a brand.
It's a lifestyle. It's a little old man and his wife. And like, I follow them right to the house. And then the guy like got out. And I was like, damn, like that wife is putting up with everything.
It's, you know, whose hero that person is?
The flag store guy?
Liam's.
Liam loves flags.
That is Liam's hero.
You think when the flag shop guy sees that guy walk in, he's like, the best.
Marks it up real quick.
I got a fresh Botswana here for you. Yeah. Just in.
Damn, though. It's crazy the shit he puts on his signs, too. Whew.
Yeah, that is wild.
You could do that. Just apparently, you can get away with it for 15 years if you got the loopholes lined up. That's what you need to do is escalate the crazy.
I know. That's like, if I start messing with the snowbank, that would definitely accomplish it. Anyways, if you...
Andy Dufresne it, both of them start going crazy because they think the snow is moving. They don't blame each other. Why.
And you just sit there masterminding and laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, just slightly moving the pile, just like
inch by inch.
Inch by move it.
It's like that episode of The Office when Jim kept moving Dwight's desk a few inches at a time.
Oh, yeah.
It's all coming together.
Man, I got to rewatch The Office. That just sounds like a fantastic prank.
It is great.
Yeah. The Office is the best late night show. Like when I'm sitting there, can't sleep, throw on an episode of The Office, boom. Out. All right. So we're working our way through the prep I did. The 5 bullet points I had, 2 of which were directly tied to Chalmers. Parking gate, Drake.
Flag guy.
That ended up working.
Hero question mark?
No. To who would be my question?
The flag industry. Like if everybody was like this, we'd be rich.
Yeah. Oilers streak ends. We threw our party at Greta, by the way. Let me give a plug to that. Unbelievable.
I heard.
I was nervous. I was like, Tuesday. I was like,
lot on the line, man. Lot on the line.
Tuesday, lot on the line. I was like, nope. People showed up. It was like a playoff game. Awesome. Yeah.
You know, the Oilers played unbelievable.
Yep.
They played their bags off and that team collectively had that dog in them.
Yep.
That's Fogle empty net save when he got a stick on that last minute. Like, fuck, these guys wanted it. Aiden Hill, you piece of shit.
It's going to be so good for us in the Olympics, though.
Holy cow, man. Like, let a goal in. Jesus.
The only way to beat him was to have
a kitchen sink at this guy.
Yeah, the only way to beat him was to get a 2-on-0 at the 2 best players on the team.
It was such a tight checking game. And just like that, was it the Stevenson goal? Like you kind of just, we got a little bit kind of confused there and just sure as shit, just one off. Like that was like their best opportunity of the night and they capitalized.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck. Like, they played. That's the thing. They played well enough to win. Like, that for low scoring, that was such a good game to watch.
I like to get the idea that now they know Vegas was the one that ended the streak. Let that anger just live inside them. Yeah. The way the fans celebrated that hard for a February win.
Connor was rattled too. I was impressed.
That's what I mean. Let it all sink in. Let it soak.
Like, it's, there's so much to take away. Like that game just showed so much to me about like who the Oilers are this year. Like, they lost, but like, fuck me. Like, they play that way against any other team in the league, we would have destroyed them.
Any other goalie almost, like,
man, that was, you got to tip your cap to Aiden Hill. Like, wow. But
Vegas also plays a system that is very much, and I've done this kind of rant on Owen every day now, but they're fine sitting back and letting you come at them wave after wave, and they just chill. They'll flip it out to the neutral zone, make you go reset, like whatever. They do that very, very well. They bend, but they never really break. Like,
you have to have a goalie though. Cause they, like, yeah, we had good chances.
We had some good chances. Yeah. The Kane one, he should have buried too. On. Bouchard rang one off the post. You're right.
We had two posts. Connor hit a post.
Yeah. Corey Perry had that beautiful look in the third period, high and wide.
Oh, so did Nuge.
Yep.
Yeah, they did have a lot of good looks.
Nuge was like that Chandler Stephenson situation. Like, like, it's just his went in and
read the screen and all that. Yeah.
Yep. Way she goes.
I will say, I think Oilers fans maybe a little bit forgot how to lose over the last 48 days or whatever. The Twitter after was just like, people were like, they were like mad at Bouchard and this. I was like, oh my God.
it was fucking wild. Well,
was like, I was a little rattled at like what Bouchard tried to, like, he only has the ability to go around so many guys. Yeah. And then he like kind of like
sits back.
He loses it, right?
Yeah.
And but whatever, like, who cares? Like, we were down 2-1 at that time anyways.
I had one of my buddies text me and it was like, huh, hope this is a wake up call for Uncle Ken.
Oh my God. Like, they just won 16 games. Like,
what do you mean wake up call? They lost by one goal to the defending champs.
Well, but you know, I guess if we're gonna look at it, not critically, but like, you know, that was a playoff hockey game. Vegas played playoff style. We played playoff style and they ended up winning the game. Yeah. But it will show kind of truly kind of where the holes were playing at our best. Like, I think it's an opportunity to kind of sit back.
So what were they?
Oh man, I don't know. Like, is it
Cody Ceci? I'm more open to that than I was before.
I mean, if we're flipping him for Tanev, yes.
Do you hear what the asking price is for Tanev?
What, two firsts?
Frank says all Calgary wants is a second rounder.
No fucking way.
But like, what's what's the Edmonton tax on that though?
You're lying.
So Frank,
2 seconds. I don't care.
Frank came on Owen every day.
Is he UFA after this year? Or do we have
UFA? 4.5 million. Frank on DFO Run and DFO Live said the asking price is a second round pick. I threw a mock trade at him from the Jets that a fan submit or a listener submitted. That was Logan Stanley in a second for Chris Tanev, and Frank's like, that's the ballpark. That's what they're looking for. So I asked Frank yesterday, I said, what's the Edmonton tax? And he was like, there's not one. He's like, Calgary's made two trades with Vancouver. Why would they care? If Edmonton's going to give them what they want, they'll give them to them. So I'm in on Tanev now. I am firmly a Chris Tanev guy. Trade CC to somewhere like Chicago for a fourth and go get, give up a second and a third.
And then we've got, some room to add some forward depth. Or take a swing at I guess we have to figure out a way to
not exactly room. If you can get Calgary to keep 50% of Tanev and you can offload CC, then yeah, all of a sudden you got a little bit of room.
Like second and a third?
Second and a third or second and something else. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, if we got Tanev and then we could do a little bit of forward depth work. Look out.
Tanev and Toffoli.
And both?
Why not? Wouldn't that
Toffoli
be a great
Konechny?
I love Travis Konechny.
One or the other.
Yeah.
I love Konechny. If
both
I had to
got
pick,
the dog in him. We need
one's
the
got the extra year though. Give me Konechny.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. Fair.
And he's younger. I score about the same.
But you know, if you want the ultimate win now guy, Toffoli might have the edge, but I do love Konechny. I love Konechny. He's such a fucking gamer.
Someone left us a review after one of our last podcasts and was like, why are you guys talking so much about the Oilers right now?
Oh,
like,
dear.
Yeah. Sorry.
I kind of respect that.
My bad. Yep. But yeah, I think I'm in on Tanev now. I think CeCe wasn't great against Vegas. I wouldn't sit here and be upset if they go into the playoffs with this exact same top six. They need to get some depth. They need a seven if they're going to do that. But still, how about Vinny? Vinny against Vegas?
He was great.
I laughed at Gregor the first time he said it to me, but now I'm kind of in on it. Maybe you just try Vinny with Darnell. That toe drag he had at the blue line to set up Kane or Perry.
I don't know if it's Paul Coffey or what's happening, but he's on a growth curve in his skills.
He really is.
No, you got it. No, I don't think you do that.
I do like the idea of leaving him where he's at.
But you don't. Like, if that's your answer, no.
Let him succeed where he's at, I think would be my preference and try and upgrade. But
yeah,
he's there's no doubt his puck skills have improved dramatically.
But even still, like, I don't even want him to have puck skills. I just want him to be good defensively, be in the right spot, battle, and just, like, I guess, be able to pass the puck or get it out. Like we don't need Vinny to be that. Like, so the fact that he shows it here and there, that's bonus. But like, you don't want that to be his focus.
I agree.
That's fair. I just thought that toe drag was nasty.
Well, remember, these guys are NHLers. They're all fucking good.
Even the poke check he made that set Connor and Leon up on the
great stick.
Great stick.
So that's good. Like Vinny's great. And that's patience, coaching, slotting him in the right position for success.
Someone running a snowblower right outside our studio.
Yep. Well, there was a blizzard here for about 2 hours.
I know. I was coming down, driving about to cross the intersection at the end of the Walterdale Bridge.
What were you eating?
Nothing, because the roads are bad. I had to be responsible.
Stew.
No, straight up.
Fondue.
Handful of cereal.
No, I had my leftover tacos for lunch while I was in the office. I have witnesses. But I was coming down that road and the light turned yellow and I was like, oh, better hit the brakes. And I just didn't. I just went and I ended up about a third of the way into the intersection.
Which way do you come down? Because Hill of Doom up there is greasy.
Hill of Doom was bad, but this was still like I was on River Valley Road about to again cross that intersection at the Walterdale. And I had to do the awkward thing where like, okay, I'm a third of the way in the intersection. Where do I go? So I like waved to everybody who was waiting for me. I put it in reverse and had to like awkwardly climb back.
And you were a third of the way through?
Yeah.
Oh, see it through, dude.
So no, but the problem was like I started braking. Probably I'm bad with my distances, but like 30 feet from the intersection when it turned yellow. Oh, and man. Like, I was actually worried for a bit that the cars would start going. Cause by the time I even crossed the line a bit, it was red. So like the outside lanes were going through, the middle two were the ones that had stopped. So I was fucked. I had to reverse. It was very awkward.
Good Nation promo right there.
Yep.
I thought my Jeep would handle better than the Nation truck today for some reason. A huge mistake. Don't know why I thought that. Oh. So I wasn't even in the Nation truck.
Oh, okay. Well,
Nation truck probably would have stopped in time.
I was literally on a call today and I was looking, I wanted to show it with the Zoom call and was not there. That makes a lot of sense. Speaking of fondue, it's funny with the Germans, when they travel on trains, they bring up a little fondue set and have train fondue.
With open flame?
I'm sure.
Damn.
Yeah, efficient.
It's good living though.
Yeah.
Train fondue.
I feel like I can't be on a train now without a fondue.
Man, we took the train in Toronto. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I wanted a fondue, and there was none to be found.
It's like A&W on a road trip. They're like, a train. What a wonderful fondue we will have.
It is. Exactly. You cannot. Yeah, that's just.
When we went to Jasper for the pond hockey tournament, I was yelling at sales guy Jared because I wanted to stop at A&W. Yeah. He was having none of it.
What? It's a road trip. Zero. Does he know how the rules work?
Yeah, he needed a Caesar.
Yeah,
he was.
That's his idea.
He was banged up.
Well, thankfully, Mrs. was driving on the way home, and he just goes, "We need to stop for Caesar's." So like, okay,
okay,
yeah.
Well, that's why he's the Wolverine.
We took the Betway folks for some good highway A&W. They're very happy
cruising the dub.
A couple of Buddy Burgers on the road. Perfect.
Oh, new. We were talking about trade stuff before we got sidetracked. New names in Frank's top 10: Scott Laughton of the Flyers.
Uh huh.
Interesting. Don't
he be?
Centerman, good defensive centerman.
Good 3C.
2 more years at $3 million. So you'd get him for this year and 2 more on top of that.
Last 3C we had at $3 million was the commissioner, Boyd Gordon.
Earned every penny.
Ryan Strome.
Earned every penny too.
How does Scott Laughton compare to the commissioner? Remember when you get down on one knee to take draws? You'd love to see it.
Yeah,
he was a gritty man right there.
He always looked grumpy.
He did. Scott Laughton, I think a bit more offensive upside than a Boyd Gordon, but help on the PK. I think he'd be a really nice third line center. But the other name was Pavel Buchnevich in St. Louis. Point a game in his career with the Blues. on pace for like 34 goals this year.
Why do they want to trade him? Is he in a little
expiring? Maybe he's a second line guy.
He's a left shot.
Okay. So
one more year on his deal, 5.8.
So Buchnevich or Toffoli?
$5.8 million, okay?
$5.8 million.
You take Toffoli over Buchnevich. You take Konechny over Buchnevich.
You'd take Konechny over Buchnevich, but Buchnevich might actually be available, and Buchnevich might be cheaper to acquire asset-wise.
How do you make the math work, though?
I think you somehow would have to convince St. Louis to keep 50%, and then you would probably, in a separate set of deals, have to move on from Kulak and go with Broberg in that spot.
Go search what our projected traded line cap space is. I believe
$4 million.
$4 million.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
For cap friendly. Yep.
We got some fucking money, bro.
2.3 according to cap friendly.
By the cap though? Or by the, what's it called?
Says.
Deadline cap space 2.3.
Ah, what changed recently?
Who came? Holloway came back up.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah. So 2.3, if they kept 50%, you're close.
That's cap space. That's like, think about, we're already halfway through the season.
Yeah. Like, I think that does that math. That factors in that math. But like, you know, if you buried Janmark, he's a mill. Yeah.
Poor Janmark. Just every show you're on, he's taking shrapnel from you. Every single
show. And he had a good scoring chance last game.
God, he did.
Has given up a goal in 1,000 years, it feels like. Tyler hates him.
I don't hate him.
Feels speaking like of guys on droughts, I'm loving the resurgence of love for Connor Brown online.
He's playing hard.
But the hate of Connor Brown has completely gone away. And now the Oilers Twitter is like putting him forward as the first star every game now.
I've decided I don't want him to score goals.
Why?
Just makes life easier.
That's cool.
I bet you he's rested.
How far has he traveled? Where is he at now?
Oh, we'll do that on pregame and tomorrow. It's far. He's like, well,
he's going to be in Winnipeg at this point.
No. He was in.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Tyler does a great bit on his show. Please explain.
So NHL Edge, their like in-depth stats website, you can look up how far a player has skated.
Oh my God. How far he skated since he scored.
Yeah. So we did it with Ryan McLeod earlier in the year, and McLeod before he scored had made it to just past Mundaire.
From Edmonton.
From Rogers Place.
Okay.
To Mundaire.
Okay.
Cody Ceci hasn't scored since game two of last year.
Okay.
He's like into Manitoba at this point.
No, he's not in Manitoba. That's so far.
Or was he? Yeah, sorry. CC was Saskatoon, if you count the playoffs. And Connor Brown
is Rainfurly is where.
Yeah, there we go.
Connor Brown's 400 miles off Gander, Newfoundland, and an offshore oil rig.
He's probably if I'm gonna guess, near past Innisfree. He's probably in between Innisfree, Vermilion, or in Vermilion.
When was the last time we updated the Connor
Brown? Tyler's getting an update from Pat Puff here, super producer.
Was that
Connor Brown was in?
Yeah. Rainfurly was like two. So Innisfree. So he's, and it's been two games since. So he's inching towards, he's almost in Vermilion.
Yeah. What I was thinking of with CC is when we did the math wrong and we thought he was in Manitoba. He wasn't. He was in set.
Can I have one of your candies?
Yeah, you sure.
Know how far? That is sick. So far.
That's so Manitoba. Far.
That's like a 12-hour drive.
Yeah. That's too far. People are going to love that we're eating Mentos during the podcast. Mm. And probably a lot of lip smacking on this episode of the pod.
It's the teeth tapping.
It's either this where we eat candy on the podcast or we all yawn excessively like ONR. You got to have something.
Don't say yawn because then I need to
yawn. Which one? Like the one we did in Toronto?
No. Oilers Nation Radio, we had a review for some delicious oodle noodle. And turns out everybody's yawning on the show all the time. The listeners are calling us out for it.
We got any reviews of this thing or what?
I can check. I think we did get a new
Tanev
one.
Tanev and Konechny. How do we do it?
Thanks for your support, Wanye, the flag guy.
Thank you for your support, Wanye, the flag industry.
Yeah.
The tough part, like, fuck, if they could just in one.
If you go all in, you get both.
But the shitty problem they're having is, if you go all in and get both, the only way to do that is to get rid of Campbell, and then you're out of assets. Like, you can't afford to get rid of Campbell and get Konechny and get Tanev.
But if you can re-sign them, then you're low. Then you've got, like, remember, it's a 2 year, like, yeah, a real wide 2 year window here,
yeah,
wide open 2 year window. So we have 2.3 million in cap space, projected cap space. Tanev's 4.5. Konechny is what? 4.5, 5?
5.5.
So that's $10 million. And we have 2.9 or six to put against it. If you move Campbell out, that's six because we have a million buried. So that's 6.6. So then you just have to get 40% in aggregate retention done somehow between those two players. You're moving out a lot of assets, but Oilers are making a fucking real run if you get those two players.
But or there's also something to be said about the team that loads up at the deadline is rarely the team that goes all the way.
Okay.
Maybe you just trust the boys.
Okay. What did
we have to channel our inner Ray Bourque though?
Yep. Neither of the two Stanley Cup champions traded their first round pick.
But Vegas got Barbashev
for Zach Dean, a former first
rounder.
Doesn't
matter. They got Barbashev. Factor.
Yep. You're right. Factor. They added.
They also added Mark Stone, who was paralyzed shortly before his.
And they brought in Aiden Hill that year.
Yeah, but like.
But they scouted. They knew there was something there should they need it. I know it was a depth and it kind of rose. Okay. The year before, Colorado.
Added Lekkonen.
Massive.
Yeah. Yeah.
You take Lekkonen right now.
Yeah, I like Lekkonen. Right, but I mean,
and someone else. I can't remember who.
But like last year, right? Or Toronto went and did all that. O'Reilly.
Yeah, Toronto's dumb, and they suck. And they didn't address their actual needs.
Yeah. Interesting counterpoint. Boston went out. Orlov, Bertuzzi, loaded up.
Yeah, they
Hathaway.
That should have worked. I don't know what the fuck happened.
But I'm just saying, sometimes it doesn't always work. What did Florida do at the deadline? Nothing.
What did they do? What did Boston do in 11? We really have to fucking sharpen your brain.
They got Thomas Cabrera because that's what pushed Colby Cohn down the depth chart. We talked about that in Toronto.
Did they get him at the deadline?
No, I think he was there the whole time. Yeah, I mean, if you want to do a deep dive on it, like sometimes it does work, obviously. I'm not saying the Oilers can sit on their hands, but I'm just saying.
Tampa done?
Tampa's thing is that they always go get the guys who help for 2 or 3 years. The first cup, it was like Goudreau,
like
Coleman. Yeah.
Yeah. 2 or 3. Weird.
That's what I want.
I would love help for 2 years.
You're looking at me like I'm like, it. I would hate.
Why are you standing in Jay's way of Crosby?
But like teams do it. Like we need, like there's a very good defenseman on the market. You go fucking get that guy.
They did last year with that Colm.
Yeah. And yeah, they got him, but like still like our defense, we're not that like we're playing better defensively, but you add Tanev, like that's another level.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah. I did like NHL Sid's article about the Oilers are one defenseman away from having one of the best D cores in the league. It was like, oh shit.
Sid's legit.
Jonathan Willis, I fucking love you. Mm-hmm. But shame on you for saying Bouchard is a number one defenseman. Shame on you.
He's playing top pair.
I know, but
don't you think his defensive game is
that comb?
Yeah, but don't you think his defensive game is rounding into form?
I can sneeze him off the puck.
No, Jay, Jesus Christ.
I don't
find that. Especially in our own zone.
Last game against Vegas, he made 4 or 5 plays where I was like, damn, that was nice play by Boosh.
I know, but like he's still soft to get off the puck. So that's what I'm saying. Doesn't have that dog factor.
He's becoming a grouchy prick.
He's trying.
You know, I think Ekholm needs him to grow the beard. Ekholm
helps him defensively. Like it's all good. But the thing is, like, if you're a number one, you help your partner.
Then if he could grow a beard like that, we'd know already.
Yeah. I'm willing to say my going into this season, he's a bottom like third pair defenseman. I will now say he's a second pair defenseman. Who's offensively unreal.
So our review was from McMullet, who said 5 stars, team is hot. Oilers and the real life crew are hot. You boys always bring the laughs from Chalmers hygiene to Jay's Bouchard takes. Can't wait to partake in your antics in Arizona. And he said, maybe he'll make a special guest appearance.
Yeah, that's good. The McMullen on. So.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a game day prediction or some of them on Instagram or something.
I think we should do a game day prediction with a bunch of people, a bunch of citizens on the Nation Vacation.
You're so right.
I want to know what everybody's score prediction is.
$100 a hole at the mini golf?
Yes.
Who's in? Any listeners in? $100 a hole?
That wasn't what we were talking about.
It comes down to putting. There are some savants out there.
Did you get challenged at Greta the other day on the football machine?
Oh my God, dude. I dusted everybody in every game. Played Tyler Mulick in the Connect Four basketball game. Over. Played Aaron in the basketball free throw thing. Beat him by 150.
The tab went unclaimed.
Football game. I just walked up. I said, what's the high score right now? 200. quickly put up a nice 450 casual. Wasn't even warmed up. Didn't even
I
go through my.
I challenge you to a big buck hunter.
Oh, you dust me in that. It's got to have some sort of like physical element for me. I'm terrible at the big buck hunter.
Okay.
Never shot a real gun before.
You don't need to.
Well, yeah.
Just spray and pray.
Yeah, I did. Someone, I think his name was, yeah, it was Riley, because he's in the Owen Everyday chat. He was like, I want to try beat your record. I was like, all right, step up. He got like 90. I was like, nah, get out of here, Riley. No more. Yep. No one touched it. Anyways.
Secretly practice.
I'm just going to spend all my time at Greta practicing so that I can light you up when you least expect it.
But the Greta party the other day was a lot of fun. Really, really good. We had, obviously Greta does the prepaid shots when the Oilers score first. So Connor got that goal early and we were living in Greta. It was great. Had another listener come by us all around of shots too. Jameson. I was like, Jesus,
well, that's good.
It's
that's
a, tough. I know, but I was like, it's a,
I'm a Seagram's VO guy, but it's good.
It's just,
I don't drink whiskey generally, but the Seagram's VO was lovely.
Dead serious. Good, smooth stuff.
It's not in Alberta yet though.
When sales guy Adam poured it for us.
I should have checked a bag and just smuggled all those bottles back.
When sales guy Adam poured us one on the rocks and he gave it to me, I could feel like that mouth watering sensation as if I was going to vomit preemptively.
The hot tub jets?
Not the case.
No, so
it was fantastic.
Yeah. Like there was a moment in time and I'm like, we should just party till our flight.
I thought about it. Like I said, it started revving the engines that I thought were down and out.
This is strange. It's like being in one of those ads on TV for like Shamboard and they're in a club and everyone's like, can I just get a Shamboard on the rocks? And the bartender's like, we're all at a Shamboard again. It's a Shamboard. People love it. What? That's how you That's guys
the
are.
Case it was though.
Shamboard.
It was fantastic.
Don't you love a bejeweled bottle?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what Shamboard is?
No, I'm gonna look it up.
It's like essentially, well, it's raspberry liqueur. It's like it tastes like jam.
In there a it is, but it's baller. It looks like.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
is that ever baller?
You get Shamboard, you get a little creme de mint. No one's ever ordered that before.
That's a fancy drink.
Look at that.
That is luxury in a glass.
Yeah.
What are you, the Emperor of France in the years 1300?
That is a cool bottle.
Yep. Drink four of those and tell me how you're feeling.
Yeah, drink it out of the skull of your enemies.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
All right, okay, before we keep cruising along, we do need to step aside here for a quick break. Today's episode of the podcast brought to you by DoorDash for a limited time. Our Canadian listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the code NATION25. That's 25% off up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the promo code NATION25. You know what else I like about DoorDash? I'm long past my first order, so the promo code NATION25 doesn't work for me. But every once in a while, they just send you a little ping, be like, hey, 25% off tonight. Enjoy.
They're good folks.
It's very nice.
The Double Dash is the game changer, though.
It's goated.
Double Dash?
Yeah.
It's the goat.
What's that about?
You order from one restaurant.
Go ahead.
An item from one restaurant.
Shamboard.
Of course. And maybe you feel like a little dessert to chase. You can get DoorDash to go to both restaurants, no extra charge. We are living in the future.
We are living like kings in the future. Kings and queens.
So bag milk, I think you did a Donair and a Blizzard.
Yes.
Combo?
Yes.
Like that's
right there. You can get Chambord Black Raspberry on DoorDash.
Oh my God.
It'd be here in
30 with your Donair.
It'd be here in 32 minutes.
Dare you to chug it.
Double dash that
Black Raspberry Chambord.
18 plus if you're ordering alcohol.
Well, that's the other thing. Like pizza and beer. Think about it.
Come on. The possibilities are endless.
Oodle noodle and schnapps.
Mm. Noodle and Chambord. A number three combo?
Oh, yeah. People, I just, someone tagged me in this tweet. I was doing an ad read the other day on Oilers Nation Every Day, and I meant to say avoid pushy salesmen. And you can imagine my slip up. Not great.
What'd you say?
Pussy salesman?
Yeah.
You did?
Mm.
Selling it out there?
Should we listen to it?
Tyler.
Why not?
You selling it?
As our moment of the game for Douglas mattresses, avoid pushy salesmen when getting your next one.
A quick slip, and that's how they get you.
Canceled.
Close. Yeah. Hey, the ad read said pushy like salesman.
Pete Blackburn on television.
Oh, did you see that? That was so good. I had Pete Blackburn on Owen Every Day today. Talk about living it up down in Vegas. Did you see that bit he did?
With Tech Nine?
Unbelievable.
No, the Tech Nine one was really
more
good.
More rappers need to get on board with the Oilers, by the way.
Yes.
But he went to Super Bowl Media Day, and he asked the players just hockey questions. So he asked like Kyle Shanahan, the coach of the 49ers. He's like, what do you need to do to get more bodies to the front of the end zone? And Kyle Shanahan's like, what?
They just let anybody ask anything in this thing, eh?
Straight up. He told Isaiah Pacheco, he was like, you play angry like you're Nathan McKinnon. And Pacheco was like, I don't know who that is. It was really good. Asked one of the kickers, he's like, you can kick the ball 60 yards. Would you call yourself a 200-foot player? The kicker's like, what? It's good. It was a good piece of content. Shout out to Pete Blackburn. He's a good guy.
Yep. Saw Pete in Toronto.
We did see Pete in Toronto. They had Gina.
Jacked these days.
Yeah, oh, Pete geez, is he is thick.
Yeah.
Jacked.
Mm-hmm. All right. That was the end of my prep, guys.
Oh.
Did deadline talk too? Didn't even have that written down. Talk about the streak ending. They are facing, I told Gregor, they're facing a weird amount of pressure Friday night against Anaheim.
Why?
Just because, like, the last time they went on that 8-game run, they came out and lost 3 in a row.
Oh,
after.
Tyler.
Just go do their thing. If they play the way they did,
you should be under no pressure at going 16-1 in your last 17.
I just really want them to beat LA.
Go back play the way they did against Vegas. Anaheim is fine. LA will be fine.
They could go on another 4-game heater.
It's time for a new 8-game heater.
It's already time for another heater.
Right.
I'm tired of losing.
You feel bad about it. I feel great about it.
No, I don't feel bad about it. I'm just saying. But
they are in like Palm Springs. I'm assuming they're at D. Cates' place in Palm Springs.
Oh, throwing their midseason party.
Yeah.
No, they just came off a bye week. Get back to work.
Is the Palm Springs house the big house?
No, that's in LA.
He's got a Palm Springs spread and an LA spread?
He's got an everything spread. And no, so the others are golf and stuff there. And I hope that's kind of team building gets them back up. Like, I hope it doesn't get them going down to Anaheim just like chilling. Because if that's the case, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're back on that grind, they want those W's, then should be no problem.
Connor was very angry the other night. They're back on the grind.
Connor will make sure they're on the grind. Like this fuck. Like I don't even care that we lost that game. I just loved the fucking grit and determination they showed.
Oh, that when there was like 3 minutes left, I was kind of just like, ah, damn it. Like, this is how it ends. Hey, but then when Fogle made that play to knock that one out, I was like, they're going to fucking do this.
This is how they do it.
This is like the miracle.
But like, it's just like, okay, man, like it's nice. Like they're not going to want it that much every game, but like come playoffs to show like that's the level. Like it's a shame we lost, but like we just got goalied.
But that wasn't like an underdog Cinderella run for 16 games. That's just a really good team beating the shit out of teams. I think.
Yeah. Well, no,
it's sustainable. Like not 16-0 sustainable.
All the Oilers haters are like, oh, finally they played a really good team.
Johnny Lazarus. What a punk.
Well, he also said the word sty unironically about his style. So
yeah,
he called style sty.
Yeah. He was like, I got a good sty.
Whoa.
He's got something in his eye.
I was going to say, rub poop in your eye, stupid. That's how you get a sty. Stupid.
How about this for some prep for you, Tyler? Oh, Corey Perry currently wearing a top 6 jersey. Not sure where he slots in yet, but that is from Tony Brar at practice.
Shout out Tony. We're so bumping down Fogle. Interesting. Drysdale Perry Kane. It's a, probably a not fun line to play against when they're all rolling.
Oh, you'd feel that line.
Yeah.
You'd feel that
feel
line.
Them up.
Russell will put the will, like there was a like you can't even be mad at like oh when he get that call because like it went both ways.
Oh, the prison rules, man.
The Oilers could have taken seven like, penalties in that game.
Shout out to the refs for like letting it be a little bit jailhouse.
Yeah,
shout out to all the Oilers fans down there too. That was
oh, amazing.
25% of Oilers fans.
We could hear you
easily.
We could hear you.
It's a shame though. Again, like the loss happened because I would have loved nothing more than all those Oilers fans to fade out into the Vegas night celebrating a win.
Cashing them tickets.
Love
going to the cantina.
Gosh, so many Oilers fans there, Jay. Could have been us.
So when we looked at the calendar going into the season and we're planning nation vacations, there's like not a whatever term chance in hell we would pick a Tuesday in Vegas. In hindsight, it's the biggest mistake we've ever made.
Yeah.
We could have willed a victory.
Also, I think maybe, and maybe this is something for the people out there, do we read too much into what day of the week the game is?
Probably.
I think people would take the time
every
off.
Day in Vegas Saturday.
But like that's why we took the mullet. This is the last season of the mullet.
100%, but yeah.
We had to do that.
Yeah.
Which also made that like too close to the Vegas game. Yeah.
I am happy we're doing Zona.
I can't wait.
Wait till the Coyotes move to Utah and we go there on a nation vacation. We flood out from the game into the Bible study district and then we all sit and review the New Testament.
We all come home with golden underpants.
What a time mm-hmm. it'll be.
Spend some time reading about Joseph Smith.
Yeah, it's good.
And the gold bar.
The trumpets.
Trumpets.
The golden trumpets and the golden plates they found.
Golden plates.
Yes. They found them buried. Tyler.
I know.
Do you even like NHL hockey in the future?
Yeah, we had to
do the Arizona thing. The boys, that photo I put into the group chat, that came from Goat.
Oh, are they coming?
They're coming.
Hell yeah.
And if there's a Seattle team, they'll be already be there. Or sorry, a
Utah
Salt Lake City team. Yep. Jesus. Yep.
You got to hand it to the Utah Jazz, still able to field a basketball squad like in a culture driven league like that. How the hell do they recruit players to Utah?
Money.
And
NBA players can get it. That
they haven't been good since the Karl Malone days, right?
True. John Stockton.
John Stockton.
He got it.
Karl Malone. Mailman.
He's a real piece of shit, eh? Karl Malone looking.
Oh, Jay. Yeah, you should.
Is he really?
Oh, boy. You don't even have to dig. His interviews just like, I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, there's some unsavory things.
About the Karl mailman Malone. Delivers in 2024.
Don't need to get into that.
You want
to
talk about Karl Malone?
No, not really. It's kind of gross.
Oh, well, you want to talk about Pol Pot? You know who that is?
No.
Manute Bol.
Yeah, just
it's his cousin.
Search Khmer Rouge.
Yeah.
And
kids.
Don't even know how to spell
I don't know why you're listening to this still after the earlier swears, but if you still.
There's a movie. It's actually a really good movie to watch about that Khmer Rouge thing called First They Killed My Father.
It's a lighthearted tale. It's a musical.
It's a very good piece about life was in that time.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Fucked up. It's fucked up, but the people are so beautiful. It's like,
yeah,
it's such a fucking shitty history, but the people there are beautiful and they fuck me. It fucked up time there. You should travel, Tyler. It's more than a 6-hour flight.
Yeah, that's right down the line.
There's some things in this world we need to go and lay our eyes on to really understand and feel this.
It ain't all top golfs.
Liam and I were trying to figure out what it would take for you to get to Europe in only 6-hour increments.
So you have to fly to Toronto. Probably. No, fly to
Newfoundland.
Oh, that's 5.5 hours. You're really
gander.
I'm okay.
5.5. So fly to Halifax. I think there's a Halifax, Ireland that you can get into in under 6 hours. And then Europe's your oyster. Is that what you guys figured out?
Well, I don't know that we knew that Halifax had an international airport.
Halifax has some, yeah. Or you can go to Toronto and
we're trying to map it out of Pearson.
How far is Toronto to Ireland?
I took that flight. I took it from Montreal to Ireland and I still feel like it was over 6 hours.
Why don't you just take more time off and drive to Europe?
Mm-hmm. Interesting point.
There's that tunnel. Ooh,
Montreal to Dublin is that's with a stop though. How far to fly?
What would you got with the stop? 9 hours?
Yeah.
See, there you go.
But where's the stop?
6 hours and 10 minutes.
That breaks
over the limit though.
No,
if we're playing Prices Right rules,
you're going that way with the wind, it'd be shorter than that.
Okay, so the way back, you're fucked.
Whatever. Across that bridge when we get there. Mm-hmm. Toronto to Ireland, 7 hours, 3 minutes. I could do seven.
Well, if this global series is in Germany,
sure.
You have to assume Edmonton's in it.
Yeah. You're telling me I'm going to have to suck it up? There.
You're going to have to learn it. Because we're going to take that, one of two things. I don't know when that Condor flight ends. If it's still in season, we can fly direct to Frankfurt from EIA.
Bakersfield to Frankfurt.
That'd be great.
Unbelievable.
Or take the Edmonton-Amsterdam flight, which I'm taking on in a month.
I know, BM, you're always jealous of me for this, but I sleep well on planes now.
Very jealous.
As I've traveled a little bit more now for work, I am great at just like lining it up. So I am asleep on the tarmac. And those two Toronto flights I just took, I slept for 90% of them. So I do think I can maybe push my 6 hour thing a bit now because I'm so confident in my ability to sleep for 4 hours of it.
And then just watch a movie.
Then watch a movie and you're done. Like that actually sounds good to me now.
You're going to learn that like, being on a plane uninterrupted is like the greatest thing ever. And the longer the flight, the better it is. Like that's where I'm
fucking I'm not at that stage in my life yet.
What's going on in Amsterdam?
I'm going to Copenhagen.
To see Danish daddy?
Going to see new Danish daddy.
Wow.
For 48 hours.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. Something like that. I got a map. It's not very long.
Are you going to put a few days on the other end of it?
No, I got to get back.
That's the plane noise.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That is tough.
A lot of travel.
Short amount of time, but good.
All right. Well,
only 3.5 hours to Arizona, Todd. It's going to be fine.
Oh, that'll be nice. Listen, I'm not complaining about anything with this trip, but we leave 7 a.m. again.
On the way down.
On the way to Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
I would have liked to. I like when it's the night vibes and we're all getting a little loose on the plane. Maybe
we get into Arizona.
Yeah. It's prime.
Every game, we're going to go
straight to the game.
Tiger golf.
Yeah. No, the game's Monday.
The next day.
Oh, even better. Day session.
Yeah, you're right.
Day night session. And then we've got a hell of a day session ahead of us.
Awesome. I thought the game was the day we landed.
If I see 9 p.m. on game day, if I see 9 p.m., I'll be impressed.
You'll be fine. You said the same thing in Toronto last week.
In Paris, Texas.
Yeah, Paris, Texas. All of a sudden, happened. It was 3 a.m.
You guys and Ryan Pinder
and Chalmers is with us now.
It was definitely the one not
night.
Tyler
yeah, Chalmers is with us the game night. Yeah, shit.
Yeah, we'll see.
Who knows where we're going to end up in Arizona?
Ooh.
Christopher K. Chalmers with his fresh teeth, clean. As
I'm bringing my cousin to Arizona.
Do you know what? Better late than never. There's a theory that the Oilers lost the other night because it was the same day the plaque was removed.
Oh Jesus, that's disgusting.
Hey man. The dots connect, the timelines are in sync.
We all had to do what we were doing.
And he didn't do it.
Well.
Perry Kane Drysdale from Tony. McLeod Fogle Holloway. I like that. I would like to see him give that line some runway. Ryan Brown Janmark.
There's a lot of wheels there.
Man, like Holloway's gonna hit here. Like he is showing the signs, he's gonna hit. What happened to Sergachev?
Yeah, what's the injury? Too. Oh, it was his knee or something, right? Yeah. Like he fell, he toe picked as he was falling.
Yeah, he got reverse hit.
Yeah,
it was like an awkward.
To be stretchered off.
Yeah, because I think it's twisted right around.
Like Nick Chubb style.
And it was his first game
back.
Yeah, since December. Yeah,
he sounded a tweet like pretty like.
Yeah, the
like,
Instagram post.
Like, why does it happen?
Sad.
Yeah. Or sorry, Instagram, yeah.
His, it did have, did you see the line he had about his painkillers?
Yeah, they're good though.
Yeah. Yeah, he had something. It was we all fight our own battles and this is mine. I'll win, always do. Pain meds are good though. If I was in the forest by myself, I'd be dead. Crazy, isn't it?
Well, I've watched a lot of Alone. I feel like it lasts a day, at least a day or two.
Even with a no leg?
I think so.
Mm. All right. Well, that's a wrap on this episode of the podcast. Monday, Chalmers may be back. Can finally get through some of the prep we had, like a keep it 100. Last Monday, on Monday, he gave us whatever. Fucking
he laid into us.
He did.
And he owes us an apology.
He does.
He's going to keep it 100 and it takes some accountability.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Put some pride in your work.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll be back on Monday.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer 4 questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go!